We are ITJ Radio.
Excellence in every voice.
And we are live.
Hello, my name is Emmy, and we are Los Chetos Surtidos. Today, I'm going to talk you about the current F1 and the Mexican GP. Let's start. The 2024 season starts a little bit predictable. Max Verstappen won the first race, Red Bull winning the Constructors' Championship. But now, the season continues like a nightmare for Max and his team. Red Bull Racing. They have multiple problems with their car, which has led them to lose very important races and points, of course. Now, we are so close to the Mexican GP and the final of the 2024 season. McLaren is winning the Constructors' Championship with the incredible work of the pilots Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri. Max continued to win the Drivers' Championship, but the link is getting shorter and shorter. It can be said that this Mexican GP will be very exciting because there is more than one driver with a chance of winning. I tell you that the last year I was very excited with the hope that Checo Perez would finally win that year, and it ended up being the worst GP. When the race was just starting and Checo Perez collided with Leclerc, leaving him out of the competition. But today I will still hope that this year will be the year when Checo Perez wins the Grand Prix at home. Finally. And now we go to a song of Blue Dreams of Mr. Pig.
Hey, this isn't over yet.
We are at ITJ Radio.
And we'll be right back. We're back!
And this is ITJ Radio.
I'm gonna talk about basketball. The best NBA players in the 2023-2024 season. The 2023-2024 NBA season was very exciting for me. They were very good players like Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and very good teams like now champion Boston Celtics, the Western Conference winner, Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Indiana Pacers. Let's talk about the MVPs. In every NBA season, the fight for the title of most valuable player, MVP, becomes an interesting topic for all of us who likes basketball. In the last season, there were two good players, Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Nikola Jokic from Serbia, who plays for the Denver Nuggets, was the favorite candidate for the MVP. After making his team the champion in the previous season, Jokic continued to show his incredible playing ability. He is very good at assist and game planning for victory. His average of points, rebounds, and assists is still very impressive. Individually, he's a very good player, but he is also a very good team player. Then there is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is called a Greek freak. With his unique combination of size, speed, and agility, Giannis is unstoppable on the court. The Milwaukee Bucks did not do very well last year or this year, but Giannis is still a very good player. He's very good on defense, and when he goes to score a point, no one can stop him. Nikola Jokic ended up being the MVP of this season. Let's talk about the notable rookies, the future of the league. The NBA also has a group of talented rookies. Two outstanding players since the start of the season were Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren. Victor Wembanyama, the French phenomenon, has caused a sensation since his arrival in the league. At 2.21 meters tall, he is very good at scoring from distance and protecting the rim, so he has become a valuable player for the San Antonio Spurs. Chet Holmgren of the Oklahoma City Thunder is 2.16 meters tall and plays in the post position. He is very good at rebounding, attacking, and defending the paint. Although everyone knows he's very agile, we will see if he can be a better defender this coming season by increasing his physical strength. Now we're going to listen Boulevard of Broken Dreams of Green Day.
Hey, this isn't over yet.
We are at TJ Radio.
And we'll be right back.
We're back.
And this is ITJ Radio.
Welcome back. Now some quick questions for Emmy and Pato. Emmy, who is your favorite F1 racer and why?
Sergio Perez, because he's a very good pilot. He's Mexican, of course. And it's all.
Pato, if you know, can you tell us which is your favorite F1 racer?
Is Fernando Alonso.
And why? Why is your favorite driver?
Because it's so good to drive the Formula 1 cars.
Yes.
Well, now me. For me, it's Charles Leclerc, because he races so good and he's in Ferrari, and that's all. Well, second question, which team and racer you think is gonna win this championship?
Max Verstappen, because, well, Lando Norris is so close to pass him, but I think that Max Verstappen, because it will win all the races that it comes, yes. That's my opinion.
Well, now, Pato, which driver is going to win?
For me, he's gonna win Ferrari and Fernando Alonso, because they are so good to drive.
Okay.
Well, now we're going to ask of which is your favorite NBA team this season, Emmy?
I think the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, and I forgot to say that I think Lando Norris is going to win the Drivers' Championship and McLaren the Constructors.
Yes.
Well, now you, yes. Pato. Which is your favorite NBA team this season?
It's the Lakers.
Okay.
Because they are so good. They are impressive.
Yeah.
And because of LeBron?
Yes. Oh, yes, LeBron James.
And me is the Lakers. Well, I have two, but the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay. Now, another question for Rolly. If you could go to a Formula One Grand Prix, what Formula One Grand Prix you go?
I would like to see Miami.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Pato, if you will go to see one Formula One Grand Prix, what Grand Prix it could be? If you know.
Miami.
Well, Miami.
Now, we're going to make questions of football. If you could go to the Mundial, where would you want to see it?
I want to see Mexico and Argentina.
And you, Pato?
Germany.
Oh.
And Russia.
Germany and Russia?
In the middle of the war. I'm France and on Mexico.
Yes.
Well, now let's go back with an NBA question. If you had the opportunity to watch a live game, what team would you like to see?
New York. I don't know what is New York.
New York Knicks or
New York Knicks
or Blue
Brooklyn. New York Knicks versus Chicago Bulls.
You, Pato?
Chicago Bulls versus Lakers.
Me, okay. Lakers versus Timberwolves. Well, we're back with Pato.
He's gonna say football. The rules of the football.
Game in which two teams of 11 players using any part of their bodies except their hands and arms try to maneuver the boy into the opposing team's goal. Only the goalkeeper permitted to handle the boy and may do so only within the penalty area. Surrounding the goal, the team that scores more goals win. Football soccer was created before the medieval era in Sheffield, England. Extra date. For me, the best goalkeeper of all time is Gianluigi Buffon.
Thank you, Pato. Now we're gonna listen a song, I Was Made for Loving You,
of Kiss.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.
We are Los Chetos Surtidos.
Woo!
Until next time. Bye-bye.
This was SiteTJ Radio.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Spotify.
See you next time.